B-Pod Studios.
'97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back, Cuz Radio with the Chewness. Oh, there he is, Chewness eating his Ruffles. I hate Ruffles.
I like the cheddar and sour cream.
I did not know that the Ruffle, as you said, was the official chip of the NBA.
Yeah, I was opening up the bag, and they got the logo on the top, and it says official chip of the NBA.
No, I didn't know that. I'm a Hers man through and through.
I love me a Lay's, too.
Or an Utzman.
You go Utz?
Love the Utz, yes. That's a Philadelphia, that's a Pennsylvania chip, is it not?
Yes, it is.
I go home chip, man. I'm 4 for 4 chip. I go with the Hers and the Utz. That's the Philly chips, man. Can't beat the Philadelphia chip.
You go everything Philly? You go peanut chew?
Lay's is not a... Tyrone's an Utzman, too.
I mean, I like an Utz. Utz is the... they have the good the cheese puff.
I don't do cheese puff.
You're anti-cheese puff?
Yeah, I like the chip. I like.
How can be anti cheese puff?
I like the potato chip.
No, I do too. But you're anti cheese puff.
I don't like the cheese. Nah, I'm out.
I like the cheese puff.
I'm out. But here's what we're both in on. We have disagreed all day today. Whether it's because you're in love with Lance Zierlein,
thought it was good,
or and you said I was rude to your boyfriend, or whether it's the chip. One or the other. We will agree on this next thing. The playback is back, Chewness.
It sucks.
It's back, baby. Let's get to it. Phillies and Rays. Game one. 2008 World Series. We on the show are going to give you every day 12:20. Phillies and Rays. The World Series that broke the streak. Wednesday, October 22nd. Let us flash back. 8:38 p.m. First pitch. Tropicana Field, Tampa, Florida. On the call, Joe Buck and that Tim McCarver. How about it? Let us begin. Keys to the series for the Rays and the Fightin' Phils of 2008.
First, we take the Tampa Bay Rays, and we highlight what has been a remarkable and unexpected ride to this World Series. Why? Well, because in 9 of their previous 10 seasons, this team finished last. Last year, they had baseball's worst record. They lost almost 100 games. Over the offseason, they dropped the word devil from their team name, and the Rays in Vegas were a 150-1 shot to win the World Series. And now, Tim McCarver, I'll ask you this. Here's a Tampa Bay Rays team that is favored coming into this series against Philadelphia. How do they win this World Series?
Well, Joe, you hear the same old refrain every year. Pitching, pitching, pitching. Here in Tampa Bay, they have it. What do they have? They have depth, talent, and youth. No starter is older than 26 years old. They have a rock-solid bullpen and a guy who is a weapon for Joe Maddon and the Tampa Bay Rays is the phenomenal David Price.
Just 23 years old and got those 4 huge outs in Game 7 of the League Championship Series. So now we switch our focus to the Philadelphia Phillies. Here's a franchise that had played 125 years coming into this season. They had one World Championship back in 1980. They're in the Fall Classic for the first time since 1993. And I'll ask you, sir, how did the Philadelphia Phillies win this World Series?
I think it's not overstating it by saying the Phillies have to have the game tonight, because after Cole Hamels, there's more of a drop-off than there is with the Tampa Bay Rays.
You look at what Cole Hamels did in that NLCS. The numbers are overwhelming. And remember, whether you talk talk about the rotation for the Phillies, or you talk about their bullpen. They have it at the front end with Hamels tonight, and they have the game's premier shutdown closer in Brad Lidge at the back end. So we get ready for game one of this 2008 World Series. It's the Phillies representing the National League, and on display some of the game's best hitters, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and of course Chase Utley, his double play partner. They can bang it. So can the Tampa Bay Rays. And the combination of B.J. Upton and Evan Longoria, they have combined for 13 home runs this postseason. We are glad you're with us. It's game one of the World Series next on Fox.
Wow, there it was, the keys to the game. I did not realize the Phillies were an underdog.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
In the series. It's amazing. Well, it didn't take long for the Fightins to get on the board. After Jimmy Rollins flies out to start the game, Worth walks, and then Chase Utley steps up to the plate, and those cowbells fall silent.
Utley, during the regular season, hit 33 home runs, drove home 104 runs, hit 292. Started out the first part of the season, and people thought it was going to be MV3. Three consecutive MVP awards between Howard, Rollins, and then Utley. Utley tapered off, but he is still one of their big threats. Utley rips one into right field at the track, at the wall. It's a good start for the Phillies. 2-0 here in the first.
Wow, the cowbells fall silent, Judas.
I hated those things.
Yeah, they're the worst. Fills up 2-0 in that first inning. Rays trying to get something back in the bottom half. But the Phils had Cole on the mound. And after giving up a leadoff single to Iwamura, Hamels gets B.J. Upton to ground into a twin killing.
And now one on, nobody out for B.J. Upton. And what a postseason it's been. 7 home runs. Only Barry Bonds and Carlos Beltran have hit more home runs in any one postseason. They hit 8. The 1-1. Check swing, ground ball. Utley, Rollins, double play. Upton slow to get out of the box as he was jammed, and it turns into a 4-6-3 double play.
Cole on the mound looking shot.
I didn't know Upton had such a good playoff.
Yeah, B.J. Upton.
7 home runs?
No, it was a big deal. That's how they got there.
Yeah, it was all him and Longoria, really. Yeah. And the pitching staff.
Exactly. Phils look to do more damage early in the game. All right, second inning. They got the bases loaded with just one out. Jimmy up the bat. What happens?
Rollins, during the regular season, drove home 59 runs at 277. And he flares one into left center field. Lead runner is Victorino. Upton will come up throwing. Here's a play at the plate. Inning over. He's done it with his bat. He does it with his arm. A one-hop strike, and the Phillies don't score. Still 2-0.
Wow, there it was. Look at that. All right. Let's jump to the bottom of the third. Phil's still up 2-0. Cole's in a jam. Bases loaded. One out. B.J. Upton at the plate. Now, you know, Upton was on fire that postseason. You remember what happened? You remember Upton also, not was just a power guy, also a speed guy. B.J. Upton could fly.
Stole second base, eventually tied the game in game 5.
Let's take a listen to what happens.
2-1 as Hamels does not get the inside corner.
No way to guess with Cole Hamels. He throws changeups behind in the count, often to right-handers.
Hard hit, Feliz. Utley, double play. And now the Rays have missed a golden opportunity. That ball was smashed, but Pedro Feliz made a good play to start a 5-4-3 twin killing. Fourth inning, game one. Still 2-0, Philadelphia.
All right. what did Pedro Feliz do so well?
Start that 5-4-3.
Yes.
Anything defensively, really?
Right. He had a great arm and was able always to deliver the chest-eye throw so Utley can relay it to first.
When I was a kid, for some reason, I wasn't the biggest Feliz guy. But, you know, looking back at it, he played such a role. He was still a guy that could hit 20 home runs and was a stud at third base. So looking back at it, young Chunas was a dope thinking that.
No, but your point is, I mean, listen, I understand it. But he just had a great arm, man.
He's better than Abraham Nunez, who they had.
Yes.
Also.
Oh, big time. All right. Let's get back to it. Now, the next moment, it may not seem like much, but it sets something up for the Phillies. Victorino's on second. Feliz on first. Charlie had given Chris Coast the bunt sign. Now, Coast was the DH of the game. And Coasty showed that he was not the best bunter in the world, so they took the sign off. But here's an 0-2 pitch, and here's what happens.
Counts 0-2. Victorino stealing third on a ground ball to the first baseman, and like a good bunt, because the runners were going. A late break by Feliz at second and third, one out.
Victorino going right off the bat, and Feliz makes it to second base.
All right, now three pitches later, the catcher in the game, Chooch, continues playing small ball.
Think about it. The Phillies had no stolen bases thus far, but it seems like they have three. All three runners running from second base. Victorino twice and Worth once.
A lot of pitches for Kazmir as he works here in the fourth. 1-1. That'll get a run home as Bartlett makes the play. It's 3-0. An RBI ground out by Ruiz gets his second RBI of this postseason, and the Phillies add to their lead.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, the Chooch fills up 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Now, after getting out of that jam in the third, Havels gets the first two batters out, right? But the Rays started a rally. While Joe Buck was interviewing Rich Doobie, Phil's pitching coach, Carl Crawford, dangerous, gets Tampa on the board.
Pitching coach for the Phillies is Rich Doobie. We asked him during the break about his starter, Cole Hamels.
Yeah, you know, he left a couple balls up there and got a little quick in his delivery and underneath a couple changeups. But, you know, he's got a knack. This kid can really pitch, and he's a great competitor, so we feel comfortable with him out there.
You don't even have to do a whole lot of walking out to the mound to do any visiting.
I'd rather not go out to that mound if I don't have to. Occasionally, just to slow him up a little bit, but he's been very good.
Well, as we hear from Rich Doobie, Carl Crawford gets one into right, and the Rays get that run right back. Hamels gives it up. It's 3-1 Philadelphia on a home run by Carl Crawford.
He was good, Crawford, man.
I'm sure the producers of Fox love that home run happened.
Just as you're talking to Doobie.
Yeah, and it was they do the interviews in between innings. So yeah. Right, it wasn't even live, and then a home run happens.
All right, so Crawford gets Tampa on the board. Phillies do not get the run back in the top of the fifth, bottom of the fifth. The Rays, another rally. Listen.
The 25-pitch fifth inning for Cole Hamels. Trying to get through the fifth, keep a two-run lead. Ewan Murray into left center field. It's a one-run game. two-out action for the Rays. It's 3-2. One fastball after another, and Iwamura finally catches up to it. Right on the outside corner, up a little bit to drive in the Rays' second run.
All right, so this is a big deal that happens, right? It's 3-2. It's, as they say, nut-cutting time, Junis. In the sixth inning, Carlos Pena leads off, hits one to Howard, who bobbles it. But seconds later, here's what happens.
And hard hit, bobbled by Howard, and safe at first is Pena. Could be the second error this postseason for Ryan Howard, who committed 19 during the regular year.
A little in-between hop, but a hop that should cause no problems with that big glove. They're trying to get to it quickly. It is going to be an error on Ryan Howard.
Trying to find himself at the plate. Now he commits an error. Tying run is on, and a throw to first, down to second. Out is the call, and Cole Hamels, Tim, came very close to a ball.
Yep. You got to step toward first base. Joe Maddon saying that was a balk. It was close.
Yeah, it was a balk, I remember. And Phils gets a huge break because it would have been Pena on second, nobody out. So major break there. Now we go to the top of the seventh. Phils have a chance to extend the lead. A little breathing room. Utley's on third. Bruntlett, the pinch running master that he was, pinch runs for Beryl. Victorino at the plate. Could Shane Clutch come through?
There is a big run sitting out there at third base for Philadelphia here in the seventh. Victorino, who has come up with one big hit after another for the Phillies, trying to bring home Utley. 2-2 pitch. Blew it by it. Nine runners stranded tonight by the Phillies here in game one. And unable to drive in runs from third with less than two out. Good work by Balfour picking up J.P. Howell.
And I don't know about you, Chus, but I was worried. Because when you have those opportunities and you got all those guys on base and you don't come through.
That's momentum Tampa.
Right? And you know what happens, right? Oh, heartbreak happens. So now we go to the bottom of the eighth. And one of the unsung heroes steps to the mound. Cole's done for the day, seven strong. Allowing just five hits, a couple runs. Struck out five. And here we go. The bridge to Lidge. Ryan Matson. Take a listen.
It's a one-run Philadelphia lead. Thanks to the pitching of Cole Hamels and now Ryan Matson. Two out, bases empty. 2-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Matson with a perfect eighth. We go to the ninth inning here in game one. Top of the order for the Phillies, who still lead it. 3-2.
That was big, man. Matson was big. Top of the ninth, guys. Still 3-2. Phil's looking for some insurance. Jason Wirth, ground rule double. Rays walk Utley intentionally. First and second, one down for the piece.
Got him looking.
The worst thing in the world for a hitter is to be caught in between. There is nobody caught in between more than Ryan Howard. Two breaking balls, it's one and one. It's the fastball right down the pipe, and another one.
All right. So that left us at the top of the ninth, two outs, and Bruntlett pops up to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Phils 3, Rays 2. Here comes Mr. Perfect, Brad Lidge.
A lot of Lynch's sliders are in the dirt. Ruiz will have to block the ball.
That's a big reason why the lighter hitting catcher, Carlos Ruiz, starts for the Phillies as opposed to Coast. The way he handles balls in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically Lynch. The 0-2.
No, no.
Check swing. He went one way. Good start to the bottom of the ninth inning for Brad Lynch. A ball and two strikes on Evan Longoria.
Yes.
Two strikeouts to start the ninth.
Make that seven straight sliders to get Pena and Longoria.
Another pitch on 3-2. Crawford pops it up. Down the left field line in foul territory, and the Phillies take game one. Pedro Feliz backpedaling to squeeze it, and it's a 3-2 final.
Joe, think about the Phillies winning a game in which they stranded 11, and Ryan Howard stranded 4, and yet they win.
Wow, and it was huge, right? Just what McCarver said, when you strand all those guys on base, you're on the road. That never works out. Never works out. But it did for the Phillies in game one of the 08 World Series. They take it 3-2 over the Rays, and Philadelphia was jumping, Junis. Jumping.
Yeah, I was jumping in my basement.
We were excited, man.
I was, how old was I? I would have been 14.
It's your wheelhouse, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Watching
with the glove on.
That was the best couple of years of my, you know, early life. Was just 07 through 10. And 11. Going to all those games and then winning. And that was my first taste of victory. I mean, 01, the Sixers get to the finals, but I was 7 years old, so I was still really young, not enough to really truly appreciate it, and they lost.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first taste of real victory. 04 Eagles Super Bowl, I was a little bit older, and I was able to appreciate it a little bit more, but that was a heartbreaking loss.
Yes, it was.
This was a win, and it was just such a great time, and going to the parade and all that kind of stuff, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. It really was. It was a great time. It really, really was a great time. All right. Well, we'll come back. Still lots to do. We'll open up the phone lines again. Wow. Oh, wait. That was awesome. Madsen. Mr. Perfect. Brad Lynch.
A lot of guys played roles, right?
Yeah, dude.
You know, we had Bruntlett.
Fantastic. Pitch runner extraordinaire. Bruntlett.
My guy, Jeff Jenkins.
Yeah, well, we'll hear from all those guys throughout the course of next week, as every day the playback at 12:20 will be Phillies Rays. You can kind of see as you look outside and see a sun splashed afternoon across the Delaware Valley, and you can see what's on our mind. Baseball. We'll come back just a moment. Your calls straight ahead. Cuz Radio with Junis, 97.5 FM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.